This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I want to welcome to the long line Charles Mitchell. He is the program director at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni, and he joins us on the phone from his office in Washington. Good afternoon, Charles.
Having me. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you you taking some time out of your day to speak with us. We want to talk about what's going on at the College of William and Mary. They have recently created a new bias incident reporting system and want to get your thoughts on that. But before we do, tell us, what is the American Council of Trustees and Alumni? What do y'all do?
Well, we work with trustees and alumni across the country who are concerned about the current state of the colleges and universities that they care about very much, whether it's, you know, their alma mater or an institution of which they happen to be a trustee. And as you mentioned, those of us who are concerned about the academy and would like to see it change are very busy, because while there are many great things about the academy, there are some things that are seriously wrong, and as we'll see with William and Mary as we discuss that, they tend to be very averse to the idea of changing in any way, shape, or form. So it does keep those of us who think that we could do a better job educating the next generation very busy indeed.
So it's important to note that y'all don't just work with Virginia alumni or just William and Mary alumni, but all across the country.
Right. Yeah, we're working with alumni across the country. We educate trustees as to what it is to do their jobs properly, you know, as fiduciaries of these institutions. We also work to empower alumni who are concerned about, you know, what's going on, whether that's at William and Mary. There's a group that's quite concerned. There's also groups in, you know, Pennsylvania, New York, you know, you name it. We've worked at the University of Chicago in the past, just all across the country, wherever there are alumni who are concerned about, you know, the issues that we work on behalf of are academic freedom, academic excellence, and accountability. So where alumni want their institutions to be more active along the lines of those principles, that's where you'll find us.
So now let's turn to the College of William and Mary, my alma mater. I graduated, went there in the 80s, and have a fond place in my heart for William and Mary and Williamsburg. Of course, that town doesn't look anything like it did when I was there. I hardly recognize it. In fact, I get lost now when I go there because there's all these new roads and highways and byways, and it's just something else what's happened to Williamsburg. But there are a lot of alumni who are very upset about what's been happening at William and Mary over the last year or so, and they are not fans of the new president, the relatively new president, Gene Nickel.
Well, you know, let me just say, you know, first of all, it's funny that you say what you said about not recognizing Williamsburg. I would suggest to you that actually a lot of alumni, you know, apart from not recognizing the towns surrounding their alma maters, you know, candidly would not recognize their alma maters, because, you know, regardless of specific personalities or whoever, and even getting even beyond any specific college, there's a lot of stuff going on today's campuses that is really not what most people remember from their time on campus. In many cases, in a lot of cases, you see the traditional topics that we would think an educated person ought to be familiar with, whether you want to look at American history, sometimes even foreign language, math, science, just elementary things like this, Shakespeare being tossed out of the curriculum, or whether you want to look at issues of, you know, as we would conceive of it, you know, freedom of thought or academic freedom or whatever, just where people are not really free to speak or even sometimes to think as they wish. And as at an institution like William & Mary, they have a constitutional right to do it. And we would argue that's what's going on, or what has been going on at William & Mary. You know, there's a kind of a string of incidents in which, you know, you see some things that kind of menace the free exchange of ideas, and also from an alumni point of view, you don't really see strong signs of alumni being treated as, you know, as stakeholders, as people who are valued and are part of the college community. You see them more being treated, I would say, like ATMs. You know, well, here's what we're going to do. we're going to have this bias system or whatever. We expect you to support us and give us money no matter what. And we're not going to ask you what you think before we do it. That's no way to run a college in our view, and that's why these alumni are upset.
We're talking with Charles Mitchell, the program director at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. Tell us now, what is this bias incident reporting system, a new system at the College of William & Mary, only recently implemented? They have this system at other colleges. I believe they have it at UVA as well, but it's sort of new at William & Mary. What are we talking about? What is this thing?
Well, that is a complicated question, the short version is that as far as we can tell, without really consulting anybody especially the alumni, the college launched a new website, which is still up, and it says bias incident reporting website, or in some cases it says bias incident reporting system or whatever. We found out about it in late October because there were a group of alumni who put up a website called Free America's Alma Mater, and it's on the web at freeamericasalmamater.org, and they were concerned about the language on this thing. Basically, you know, from the perspective that the language was so broad that it really menaced the marketplace of ideas on the campus. Some of the language that was up there, it encouraged anybody to come and make possibly anonymous complaints on this website of, the language says, you know, a bias incident, which means harassment, intimidation, or other hostile behavior that is directed at a member of the William & Mary community because of that person. And then there's this, you know, laundry list of various categories, including pregnancy, religion, sexual orientation, blah, 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 that you can fit into. So the alumni put an ad in the paper saying, you know, look, this does not look right to us. The administration has since then changed the language on the website, so it's, you know, a little bit less problematic, but it is still up. And, you know, without getting into the different, you know, parsing language legally or whatever, you know, what I would say about this is, you know, the language is pretty unclear in terms of what will get you in trouble, what will not, you know, what bias as opposed to harassment as opposed to everything else is. And, you know, as it stands, we just think that this sends a message to students that is really not the message they ought to be sending. That message is, you know, just be quiet, because you don't really know what's going to get you in trouble. You can read this website several different ways. So if you want to be smart and if you want to get out of this college without any problem, just be quiet, just agree, you know, keep your head down, and just, you know, spend your 4 years and get out. And that is not, that's not what good education looks like. Good education, a liberal education, is a wide exchange of ideas, people disagreeing with each other, people getting excited about ideas, and that's not the kind of climate that this kind of, you know, this kind of snitching system, as we've called it, creates. It's a very much concern to us and to these alumni as well.
We're talking with Charles Mitchell, the program director at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni, about a new bias incident reporting system recently implemented at the College of William & Mary. Charles, the way I read it, the website, and folks can check it out at wm.edu/diversity/report-bias. The way I read it is you could go in and anonymously report somebody for harassing you for almost whatever reason, and then a secret investigation would then ensue against that person, and that you could be being investigated and wouldn't even know about it.
Well, and see, that's where some of the you know, parsing the language comes in. It's actually, you can't really tell, but it's tough to tell, but one of the revisions that has occurred is that you can no longer do it anonymously, and, you know, the college is saying, well, this doesn't establish a new, you know, system or protocol, or, you know, there's all this kind of softening language around it. But, you know, like I said, I think the troubling message of just really telling students that the safe thing to do is to shut up is still there. And you know, our recommendation here at ACTA is basically just take this thing down. And that does not mean, you know, that we think that people at William & Mary should go around harassing each other. No, not at all. But if you look at William & Mary's other websites, if you look at their policies, they already have very clear anti-harassment policies. You know, it's not as if before this website was suddenly launched, you know, if someone was stalking you or, you know, harassing you in the legal definition of the term, which, you know, which means making you unable to participate in the educational environment, it's not as if you had no recourse. You know, they have police, they have harassment policies.
Oh, I'll tell you. Listen, I'm an alumnus of that college. I was there 84 to 88.
Did you get harassed every day?
Well, I will tell you this. For 3 years as a student, I served on the Judiciary Committee at the College of William
and
Mary.
Yeah, so, I did the same in college. I mean, these things are out there.
I mean, so I know for a fact that there is a system well in place, a historic system at the college, to respond to this kind of stuff. If somebody's picking on you, for whatever reason, your skin color, you're pregnant, you're in a wheelchair, it doesn't matter. You can always go to your RA. You can always go to the dean. You can go to a professor. You can go to people did that all the time. I know people who did. I was on the Judiciary Committee in cases where people did come forward and said, hey, I got a problem. And the problem I have with this is it just seems like you can send this, well, what used to be a secret email and launch some secret investigation. And it seems like you go around that whole process that was already in place, and they're saying you don't, but it sure looks like it.
Yeah, it's quite troubling, and that's why we say, you know, let's not get into a debate over, you know, the ins and outs of the language. Just take it down. I mean, it's not as if there are not many, you know, avenues of recourse for students who are or anybody, you know, staff, faculty, whatever, who are encountering true harassment. These alumni are not trying to say, you know, that William & Mary should be an unsafe campus or anything like that. There are plenty of other avenues of recourse, and this thing is, on its face, just very troubling. So let's get rid of it.
Charles Mitchell is Program Director at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. We're talking about the situation at the College of William & Mary, online at wm.edu. And Charles, let's be honest, the whole reason that a lot of alumni are even upset about this is because these same alumni were already upset about some things going on at William & Mary. And fill us in on that. There's sort of a, this is just the latest chapter in sort of a series of incidents.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And you can sort of see what we see is a troubling trend of, number one, action being taken that alumni, you know, disagree with, that they've not been consulted on, and also that it's just all sort of centered around the idea of you know, preventing people from being offended. I guess more infamous one was the little cross being removed. It ended up being temporary because the alumni stood up, but a cross being removed from the college chapel. And you know, again, you know, it's alumni are not ATMs. They are stakeholders in the college. They're members of the guild, so to speak. They're obviously very concerned about the institution. You're evidence of that. So, you know, we don't think that alumni should be running their colleges or anything like that, but it is troubling to see this institution, you know, continuing to behave in a way that is clearly not what its alumni want. It's inspiring a lot of outrage. It's already resulted in several $1 million of lost contributions. And, you know, getting back to, I think, the real concern and the reason that these alumni are concerned is that it seems to be evidence that, you know, having a wide and free exchange of ideas, having a vibrant marketplace where you can, you know, express an idea and learn how to develop an argument and so forth behind it, you know, it's evidence that that sort of environment is not, it's either not present or it's not, you know, a priority of those who are pushing these changes through. And that, you know, that ought to be the priority at a, you know, a venerable institution like that. That's how we will, you know, develop the next generation of people who can lead our society. You know, as you mentioned, I work up here in Washington, and one of the things that we're supposed to do in this town is to have intelligent arguments about what's going on and how to fix it, and, you know, find the way forward. If we're not teaching people to argue, if we're instead teaching them that when they hear something they don't like or they see something they don't like, the response is shut it down, not argue with it, but shut it down, that's going to hurt our country in big ways.
Charles Mitchell is the program director at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. And Charles, what's the website if folks want to check you all out?
We are at goacta.org, www.goacta.org.
So it's go and then the initials, American Council of Trustees and Alumni, goacta.org.
That's right.
There you go. Charles Mitchell is Program Director at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. Charles, thank you so much. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.